We wake up in the morning, we wash Nogavasser, and we get ready for our day of mitzvos, of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvos that we do. But do we really know, do we really understand what the significance of each and every mitzvah is? We know, of course, we're doing what Hashem commanded us to do, and our mitzvos are significant for that reason. And we also know that our mitzvos are our ticket to Olam Haba, and every mitzvah that we do helps build our Olam Haba, and it's significant for that reason. But we see in a message in this week's parasha, a message that tells us that our mitzvot are so much more than that. The Medrash says, Ilu haya Ruben yodea, had Ruben known, Shagadosh Baruch Hu machtiv alav, that Hashem would write about Ruben and his Torah, Vayishma Ruben ve'etzilei miyadam, that Ruben heard what the brothers were going to do, ve'etzilei miyadam, and he saved Yosef from their hands. That's what the Torah writes about Ruben. And had Ruben known that the Torah would write those words, he would have lifted Yosef up, placed him on his shoulders, and brought him directly to his father Yaakov. Now, what does this medrash mean? Had Ruben known that the Torah write about this? Is it that Ruben was looking for good PR? Had Ruben known that he would, that this mitzvah of his would be so noticed that for all time everyone would know what Ruben did because it's recorded in the Torah? And as we well know, the Torah is the Bible is the all-time bestseller in the history of mankind. Everybody reads the Bible. Everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the story of Joseph and his brothers. So had he known that everyone would know about his good deed, then he would have done it in such a much more beautiful way. Is that what Reuben was about? Was Reuben looking for publicity? Was Reuben looking for fame and fortune? Of course not. So what is it that the Medrash means when it says, had Reuben known it was being written in the Torah, he would have done the mitzvah more beautifully? Rav Simcha Wasserman, Zatzal, spoke about this medrash at a convention at a Kiruv convention in Paris some 30 years ago. And he explained as follows. He says that the Torah isn't just any book, of course. The Torah is the word of Hashem, and therefore it's nitzchi, it's eternal. And therefore, it means that the Torah only writes about those things that are of eternal value, only those things that would make a difference in the future and would make a difference for all time. And if the Torah is writing here, Vayishma Ruben Vayitzalem Yadav, the Torah records this, it's because this is of such extreme, incredible importance that it's worth it for the Torah to write this, because this would affect everything for all time to come. And of course, that's the way it was. That's the way it would turn out. The saving of Yosef is critically important. Yosef, after all, is one of the Shvatim. That Yosef, there's no Shevet Yosef or Shevet Ephraim and Manasseh. Had Yosef not been saved, Klal Yisrael would have not been able to go down to Mitzrayim. That's the way they got into Mitzrayim in the first place. And how important was that Mitzrayim experience? And how important is Yitzias Mitzrayim in the history of Klal Yisrael, in defining who Klal Yisrael is? So much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the first of the series, the Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So this act of Reuven is deserving of being recorded in the Torah because it is of eternal value and eternal significance. And that's what the Medrash means. Had Reuven known that his act would be recorded in the Torah, that his act of saving Yosef would be so important that it would be considered nitzchi, would be considered eternal, then he certainly would have done the mitzvah of saving Yosef in a much more beautiful way. He would have lifted him up, placed him on his shoulders, and brought him back to his father Yaakov. Now this medrash that records this about Reuven tells us that it's not only true about this particular act of Reuven, because in introducing this idea that had Reuven known he would have done the mitzvah differently, the medrash first says, Baha Kasav Lamdach, the Pasuk, the Torah is coming to teach you, Shem Adam Osem Mitzvah, that if a person does a mitzvah, that means any mitzvah, yasena b'leivav shalim, he shall do it with a whole heart. Because, she'ilo hayiruven yidei, had Reuven known, he would have done the mitzvah differently. What is the Medrash telling us? The Medrash is telling us that each and every one of our mitzvahs are of eternal value. Each and every one of our mitzvahs is nitzchi. It's eternal. And why is it eternal? Well, first of all, the most basic level, when we do a mitzvah, we don't just do it for ourselves, but we do it for Klal Yisrael. We do it for the impact that it has on the world, the impact that it has on the entire universe, in a metaphysical way, in ways that we can't begin to imagine. And also in the more direct ways, you do a mitzvah in front of a child, in front of your child. He learns from that. And therefore, he grows up with it. And he passes it on to others and it affects eternity. You do a mitzvah in front of a grandchild. The grandchild sees a grandfather, grandmother doing a mitzvah, davening, learning Torah, saying brachos. They pick up on that and they learn from that and they're inspired by that. They say, I want to do that too. And I want to pass it on to my children and my grandchildren. But for the Medrash, it seems it's even more than that. Because the Medrash goes on to say that when it comes to recording of mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs of the past, we know were recorded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu records those mitzvahs in the Torah itself. He records those mitzvahs and they become part of the eternal Torah. What about the mitzvahs that we do? Are they recorded anywhere? Do they count for anything? The Medrash says, in fact, they do. Says the Medrash, in the past, it was Hashem who recorded the mitzvahs. But now, our mitzvahs are recorded by somebody else. Who are they? Says the Medrash. The Sha'avar in the past, the Adam Usa mitzvah, the Navi Kosva, the Navi would write it down. The Achshav, and now, Kesha Adam Usa mitzvah, Mi Kosva, who writes it? Says the Medrash, Eliyo Kosva, Umelech HaMashiach. The mitzvahs that we do are recorded by Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach. And when they write it and they record it, it has to be signed. Someone has to sign off on that mitzvah. Not of them to write it, but it has to be signed. It needs a chasima. It says the Medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosim Aideyem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who signs it. He signs onto the mitzvah. He validates the mitzvahs, the record of our mitzvahs that are recorded by Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach. Why Eliyahu and Melech HaMashiach? The answer must be because our mitzvot help bring Eliyahu Melech HaMashiach. That every mitzvah that we do is recorded. Every mitzvah that we do helps build Klal Yisrael's chosen. That when Mashiach comes, it won't just be because of that generation that was zochah to see Mashiach come. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be because of the cumulative effect of all of the mitzvahs that were done by all of Klal Yisrael throughout history, including ours. That means that it's as if a great plaque is going to be written up, is going to be engraved when Mashiach comes, recording all of those who are responsible and all those acts that were responsible for the bringing of Mashiach. And it's a plaque being designed by Eliyahu Melech HaMashiach, and what's going to be on it, our mitzvahs. These are mitzvahs are making the difference. And maybe that's why Eliyahu Melech HaMashiach are writing it down, because they want to come, and they're waiting for the opportunity to come, and they see, oh, Jews did another mitzvah that brings our ability to come and redeem Klal Yisrael that much closer. So we have to think differently about our mitzvahs. We have to think about the fact that our mitzvahs are being recorded. Not only being recorded when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that when we're going to be judged, how many mitzvahs do we have and how many prayers do we have, Rahman al-Islam. But it's much more than that. The mitzvahs that we do are making a difference to the future. The mitzvahs that we do are being recorded in a way that demonstrates that they are nitzchi, that they're eternal. Eternal for all the reasons that we've said. Eternal because of the impact that it has on the world around us, and eternal because of the impact that it has on the coming of Mashiach. And therefore, it would do us well to listen to the words of the Medrash, where the Medrash says that whenever a person does a mitzvah, any mitzvah, the little mitzvahs that we do, the big mitzvahs that we do, all those opportunities that we have to do mitzvahs throughout the day, to do them b'lev avshalom, to do it with a whole heart, with an understanding of how important our mitzvah is. And therefore, we should think about that when we get up in the morning and we begin our day of mitzvahs by washing the Agavasa, to do the mitzvahs that we do anyway, such as washing the Agavasa, such as saying brachos, such as davening, and such as doing chastadim throughout the day, and such as putting on tefillin, and all the mitzvahs that we have, all the opportunities we have to do mitzvahs throughout the day, to do it with a little more oomph, with a little more excitement, with a little more passion, because you never know how important that mitzvah is.